Welcome back, guys. Thanks for joining me. It's Alex again from Shopify Podcast to talk about the next topic of discussion, which is a universal truth. Truth is a funny thing. We all like to think we know the facts and we all like to believe in our personal truth. But if we do look at life in personal truth, that can always clash with the actual truth. Sometimes what we believe is purely because on the limited information we have. So the more information we get, we tend to expand our thoughts and tend to open our mind to seeing something we probably didn't see initially. So what is universal truth? Universal truth is everything with all the information included. It's not your own personal view, because what is true to you and what is true to someone else cannot be both. You cannot both be correct. Because if that was the case, that means we all live in our own universe, our own world, our own personal belief system, where anything's possible if we just believe it. It's true. And if that is an ideal thing to believe in, if you could, if it was true. But facts and feelings aren't the same and don't always connect. So we all like to think we're right in most situations. We all like to think that we have a good understanding of what we think is the truth. But what I believe is there is one universal truth, and it's up to us to do research and to study and ask questions and to work out what is the actual truth, the ultimate truth to life, to who we are. Because sometimes unless you look at things deeply, you're only going to see the shallow viewpoints that are easy to see. Most things that you need to understand need to be appreciated on another level, and you need to really get involved and understand the good and bad about a situation, and just understand that it is the truth. Whether it's something we agree with or not, it's still the truth. We get a lot of people arguing your truth versus my truth, and I would say that it's a different perspective, and sometimes you can say truth is a matter of perspective, but I think something can't exist and not exist at the same time. It just, I suppose that's like Schrödinger's cat, where they said that it can be alive and it can't be alive based on the fact that we don't know. And just because we don't know doesn't mean it makes it both. It just is the possibility to us that it's either alive or not in the box. But it's still, there is still an answer the moment you walk inside or open the box, and then you'll see whether it is alive or not. So we just don't know. That doesn't make it both true and not true. So that's the hard thing, is a lot of people who refuse to grasp on the truth will not want to look too deep into things and want to keep things on a superficial level, so that way they don't have to analyze it too deeply and they don't have to possibly stress from the result of getting something that I want to hear. So what I say is you can either be someone who searches for the truth and looks deep into every aspect and not just on the side of your fence, but looks on the other side of the fence to understand all points of view, and then to then eventually work out what is the truth, what is the truth, what is the universal truth. But you can't have that if you just look only on one-sided perspective. That's why we need to hear both sides, or all sides of the story, or because the amount of people there are on this world, and we all have our own personal beliefs, and to say what's true to someone else with little information is basically just saying that you'd rather not know, and you're more happy in ignorance. As they say, bliss is ignorance to some, where others would rather hear the sad truth, and whether that strengthens them knowing as much as they can, or whether they feel it's the most honorable thing to search for what is true, rather than playing dumb and pretending that only the important information is what you can handle. So by doing that, you become a weak society because you only focus on what you feel is acceptable to cope with, rather than hearing the ins and outs, the messy, the bad, the good, and all of it, and the relevant. That way, you could put relevance to the truth and understand why things happen the way they do. Like any sort of experiment, you got to understand exactly what happened, and you can't understand if you're going to look only in the sun and not in the shade of the truth of that's been said. So my view is chasing truth is the only way of being comfortable with yourself, because you know that you have done honor to yourself and done honor to the truth. Or you could just pretend everything was perfectly fine and only focus on the positives because you can't handle the negatives. So I would rather be someone who builds up strength from knowing both sides of the story rather than only the side that suits my argument. So that's all I have to say today. We all have our own way of surviving. Hopefully people are willing to search for the truth and look at it. Not everyone has the answers, and I figure there are so many people in the world, and the more people we talk to, the brighter we can become, just from the different perspectives, and maybe come to a more of an understanding of not only other people but ourselves, because it says a lot about yourself if you're willing to talk to different people and understand what their perspectives are, and then from that make an understanding of what is the truth, the universal truth. So thanks again for joining me on this short episode, and I hope to hear from you on the next. Thank you. Bye.